您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A recent survey conducted by Zheng'ai.com, matchmaking website with a lot of members, it says that Beijing has the biggest number of wealthy and single people in the country, followed by Shenzhen and Shanghai. Why are these people single, I suppose?
珍爱网对全国的8000万会员进行了抽样调查，结果显示月入50000以上的单身贵族北京最多，其次是深圳、上海和广州。这些单身贵族们来自于哪些行业？他们的等待是为什么呢？什么是他们的真爱呢？
So first of all, guys, what is the survey about?
Well, I think a sense of perspective is needed here. We're hearing that Beijing has the most wealthy, the highest number of wealthy and single people in China, followed by Shenzhen and then Shanghai. These are three of China's four first-tier cities, so I think it very much stands to reason that you have the highest number of wealthy people in the country for a start. And also, we talked maybe on this show as well, on some of the other shows here, that, you know, China's society has changed a lot in the last 30, 40 years, and people now, you know, there's more disposable income going, as we just discussed, and people are more willing to go farther afield in order to, you know, find a better paid job and a better standard of living, and they'll do that in the first-tier cities, amongst others. And so in pursuit of that, maybe the traditional ideal of, you know, starting a family, getting married and settling down might just be, you know, postponed for a little while, more than had previously been so. So I think, you know, there are two big factors there which very much contribute to the fact that it's Beijing and then Shanghai and Shenzhen that we're talking about here.
Oh, definitely, because those people living in these big cities are very busy with their work, probably. And industry-wise, most wealthy single men work in the manufacturing, internet and financial industries, while wealthy single women work in finance and education. I don't know much about the education. Can work in education help those women get enough money, more than 50,000 kwai a month? I really
Well, maybe you own your own business, or, you know, I can't think of...Or what about those teachers with, like, loads and loads of tutoring jobs? And if you're a really famous teacher, I don't know.
I think, I mean, it's probably true of any developed or even developing country, but certainly in China, the one thing that parents do seem to spend a lot of money on is their children's education. You know, we've spoken before about...how sort of aspirational Chinese families are, what they want their best for their children, how Chinese schooling tends to be very rigorous, and it's all about, you know, Gaokao and exam results, and, you know, results are king. And it seems that, you know, if you're in China, if you're a Chinese family with disposable income, and if you only have the one child, as a lot of them do, then you'll spend a lot of money, you know, on your child to try to help them, you know, achieve these academic goals.So I think the education industry here can be very lucrative, certainly from some of the adverts for English teaching jobs that I've seen here in Beijing.
I think some of the teaching jobs might be very lucrative business, but I don't know. I know a lot of teachers who are very good TOEFL or GRE or SAT teachers. They can make huge amount of money, but not as more than 50,000 kwai. That's another issue. But when we talk about the occupation in this survey, there is a demographicshift or tendency as well. The occupations vary from those earning more than 50,000 yuan per month. According to age, most post-60s, 60后singles working...
So born after the 1960 and before 1970.
Right, they're working manufacturing, and post-70s, 70后is in service, post-80s in finance, and post-90s are mostly freelancers. Well, probably they're entrepreneurs themselves, making huge amount of money every year.
How very interesting that we're talking about relationships, dating, and all that kind of stuff, and then you actually figure out this is like a different way to look at what is lucrative, what kind of businesses are actually making money these days. And these single and rich people, why are they staying single?
Well, I think this goes back to what I alluded to earlier about China being a changing society and people not being, I wouldn't say forced, but not feeling as obliged to maybe take a wife or a husband at, you know, a comparatively early age as would have been done maybe 20 or 30 years ago. You know, especially if you're a girl now, you know, there's a lot more, I'd say that women in China are a lot more empowered, financially now than they were maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And because of that, they feel like they want to live their own lives rather than maybe just the limit of their ambition being, you know, having a husband and then raising children.
But it seems they all have a common excuse. You know, as for the reasons why they earn so much and still keep single, more than half of the people surveyed say they're waiting for true love, and which is my excuse as well.
And mine.
See, consider numbers. More than 50 people said so. And the other 22.9% say they're just too busy to handle the stuff. So probably, as Michael has just mentioned, they don't want to shoulder that responsibility now to...
This actually reminds me of a story that came out about a year and a half ago, I think. I don't know if you guys remember this. It featured in some of the English language press quite a bit. And it was this advert for the Chinese matchmaking site Baihe. do you know the one I'm about to talk about?
Yeah.
So it was about 30 seconds long, and it's this young, well, sort of young woman in her 20s, and she's looking sort of sad and forlorn, and she's thinking, the voiceover says, I have to get married this year because my grandmother will always ask me, are you married yet? And there's this montage of her grandmother saying, you know, are you married yet? Are you married yet? And there's one of them when she's on her hospital bed, and then the woman thinks, I can't just stay being so picky, I must get married this year. And then the last scene is her grandmother, presumably, you know, close to death, and then, you know, with an oxygen mask on her bed, and finally her granddaughter comes in a wedding dress saying, Granny, I got married. This was met with a huge amount of negativity on the Chinese internet. A lot of people bombarding this website, you know, accusing them of emotional blackmail, and the fact that the message was seemed to be very backward, that people had to feel that they ought to get married to please their family rather than, you know, as we're talking about here, waiting for true love and, you know, maybe living your own life before getting married.
Yeah, and what a terrible advert. Mm. What? I couldn't believe my ears when you were just citing it. I was waiting for a big turn of events
at the end.
It was just that. Mm. No wonder it's not popular. No wonder it's getting so many negative comments, because it does not reflect the reality today. It does not address the changing aspect of things, and that is bad advertisement. I can't even remember what question I wanted to ask you guys. And so with these single people, I think there's one important thing we need to make clear here, because first of all, this survey is done by some matchmaking website. Mm-hmm. So people who flock to this website want to get married or at least have a relationship, right? And what about this very diversified society we live in right now? There are people who don't want to get married,
right,
who are in open relationships or don't have a relationship and is happy to have a connection with his or her cat. I mean, these people have that right too, and I just feel these guys don't get a say at all here, and I'm not happy with that. We've got a bunch of messages coming in, including a very special one from my best friend, Zhao Xiaohua. She says, one day when we don't need to talk about being single or not, then that shows that China has really made progress and moved forward. And loves me, He Yang. Okay, I love you, Zhao Xiaohua. I miss you a lot. And there's Huang Dechang saying that, personally speaking, I really don't like the waiting for love story, although after I changed my attitude and got hurt, I will stick with it. Okay, maybe I didn't understand you properly, but it sounds like it's someone who doesn't want to settle for less. And yeah, and we have this very interesting comment from our dear listener, Mrs. Du Bois. She's left this message a couple of days ago, but I would love to read it out regarding this topic about being single and all the pressure you feel in today's society. So she says, I want to thank you, Roundtable, as we talked a little bit about 剩女, this leftover woman topic before, and today we're talking about single and fabulous, and it's really caught a lot of people's minds, and she thinks that we tend to identify those who are single in Chinese society as young, free, single, and fabulous, and she thinks that it's actually alleviated a lot of pressure that she's getting from her parents and her family, and feeling a little bit less depressed. So, yes, we're always here for you, and let us know how things go, Mrs. Dubois, and I know you have a special message for Mark. I've passed that on, too, and I hope you're listening to us feeling better about life. That's what we want to get to all of our listeners.